It's Monday, April 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As the country slowly gets back to normal, people are ready to party again. Bar and restaurant owners are getting prepared for an influx of patrons ready to get wild. And the hottest thing to put on your dating profile right now is that vaccination selfie. Lisa Bonos, reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for the party comeback and a possible roaring 2020s. Thanks for joining us, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
We're all ready to get back to normal again, to start our social lives again, and really just that return to normalcy, kind of that balance of having fun and not it being all doom and gloom and worried about getting sick. So I know everybody's looking forward to this. And what a lot of people have been talking about is if we're getting ready for the roaring 2020s, a lot of people draw these callbacks to 1918 and the flu pandemic there. What happened right after that? The roaring 20s. Obviously, there was some different circumstances back then, and it might not be the same or as extreme as it was back then this time around, but still, people are ready for it. So, Lisa, you spoke to a bunch of people kind of in anticipation of this and how we just want to get back at it. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
I spoke to a lot of people that are starting to socialize again. Most of them that are doing that are vaccinated. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have a lot of others to socialize with. You go on Tinder these days, and the hottest thing is mentioning if you're vaccinated or even putting the dates of your shots in there as kind of code for saying you're up for hooking up again. And yeah, I mean, even social groups are popping up for vaccinated folks only, which experts say can have some problems as well. You know, it's not necessarily great to assume that everyone who's vaccinated is therefore safe, but that is what's happening right now.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the dating app side of this, because I know during the pandemic for singles, it was an especially lonely and isolating time in many cases. A lot of the connections that people were making were online only, and you know, they're ready to make that transition from the digital to the physical. And as you mentioned, you know, a lot of people are putting this on their profile saying, hey, I'm fully vaccinated, I'm ready to go. Tinder is giving out 1,000 free coronavirus tests to encourage daters to meet in person. So we're gearing up for that. And like you said, you mentioned people are putting it on their profile saying, you know, I'm vaccinated.
It's basically the new I'm 6 feet tall, right? It's the thing that people are looking out for. And, I spoke to one 28-year-old who basically said that he can't wait to take, you know, a selfie when he's getting his vaccine and put that in his dating profiles, mainly because he hasn't uploaded any new photos in the past year. He hasn't been doing anything interesting. It's like the biggest event of the year for a lot of people. And it also signals kind of a comfort with getting back out there and meeting strangers in person again.
Right. And as you mentioned, too, primarily all these people that you're talking about, at least for your piece, are people that have been vaccinated and kind of them trying to get back into it. People are even doing meetup groups specifically for vaccinated people. And you mentioned that in the article too, that these people are aware that this kind of sounds a little exclusive sometimes. People that might not have the opportunity yet to go get the vaccine could feel a little left out.
One woman that I spoke to in Washington, D.C. created one of these meetup groups for vaccinated people, specifically because she didn't have a lot of other friends that were vaccinated, and her friends that were still waiting for their shots, all they wanted to do was Zoom, and she just wanted to get out there and meet new people again. I mean, that said, when these groups are meeting up, they are still mostly meeting outdoors and doing things that are sort of pandemic safe or pandemic friendly anyway. But I think it signals folks' hunger to have new experiences again and just to meet new people. Remember when we used to do that?
I totally agree. I think the art of conversation and even small talk on a different level is going to be hard to regain for a lot of people. We'll get there, obviously, but everybody's out of practice. So that's going to be a difficult one there. And then you posed a question too in your article, how will vaccinated people mingle with those that could be labeled anti-vaxxers, maybe just are hesitant or don't want the vaccine? You know, there's a lot of people that are willing to cancel dates or not go out with somebody because of that.
OkCupid surveyed their users and found that 40% of those that responded to the survey said they would cancel a date with somebody who didn't want to get vaccinated. And you know, I talked to like a 19-year-old in Memphis who matched with this really hot guy. And then while they're making conversation, and she mentioned that she had just had her first dose of the vaccine, he said, oh, I'm not going to do that to my body. And she just unmatched him. You know, people are making kind of blanket judgments about others based on whether or not they're willing to get the vaccine, which, you know, there's always a deal breaker of the moment, right? Like 6 months ago, that might have been, are you voting for Trump or not? Or how seriously are you taking COVID? Other singles say they won't disqualify somebody specifically because they're not going to get the vaccine, but they just want to know that that person believes that COVID is real. You know, some of these vaccine skeptics might change their minds too, I think, once they see others around them get the vaccine and feel okay. But
yeah, definitely,
it's certainly the deal breaker of the moment.
So what are we expecting? You know, we know the appetite is there. We're seeing what's going on in Miami Beach for spring break, tons of people going out. President Biden even said that July 4th could be that comeback moment for the country where he envisions people doing their backyard barbecues and just treating it like a normal 4th of July holiday. What are we expecting? Are we going to see this roaring 2020s? Because as I mentioned in the beginning, the circumstances are different from 1918 and the 20s. So it might not be the same exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm predicting it's going to be more of a light purr than a roar. But, you know, one difference between now and the 1920s is that back then, 100 years ago, we not only saw the end of a pandemic, but also at the same time, the end of a war. And in both of those instances, it was mostly young people that were dying, both from the flu and from the war. And so if you were alive at the end of that, it was like time to celebrate that fact that you were alive and carpe diem. And this time, young people are, you know, can be responsible for spreading the disease. And it's mostly old people that are dying. And we also did not just emerge from a war. So I'm not sure it's going to be as wild as that. But when I speak to bar and restaurant owners, they're certainly concerned that people are not going to take social distancing seriously when they're out and want to push tables together and things like that, that we still can't do.
I'm sure there's going to be pockets of the craziness, other pockets of not so crazy. But, you know, we'll see how it all pans out as the country starts to reopen and continues to get vaccinated. Lisa Bonos, reporter at The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.